in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
People are dying of a preventable and easily treatable disease. This is deeply troubling and unacceptable. Cholera is caused by the intake of contaminated food or water. Food and water that should be safe to eat and drink, not contaminated with potentially deadly bacteria. The provision of safe water and sanitation is critical in preventing and controlling the transmission of cholera. Despite the Gauteng Health Department's warning to residents not to drink the tap water and confirmation that further samples were being tested, now is the time for the Department of Water and Sanitation to work with municipalities such as the City of Tshwane and across the country to act in the short and long term and invest in and manage South Africa's basic water and sanitation infrastructure. The current outbreak must be brought under control immediately, and the spread of and possible future outbreaks must be prevented.
Minka, in 2019, the South African Human Rights Commission found that the water quality in Hammanskraal was not fit for human consumption. As South Africans, we understand that the access to water is not a privilege but a basic right. But given the time period that has passed from 2019 till now, what will be government's role to ensure that those basic rights are not infringed upon?
The right to access safe, sufficient and reliable water is enshrined in the Constitution and will continue to be threatened and lives risked unless the government prioritizes investment in infrastructure and tackles corruption and the mismanagement of public funds. Lives are at stake, and access to water is a human right and not a privilege. The national government must ensure that resources such as water are protected. The Department of Water and Sanitation must urgently work with municipalities as well as the Department of Health to take immediate action to ensure that water across the country is safe for usage and consumption and that further deaths are prevented through access to the appropriate medical care and treatment. In this instance, all steps taken, as well as information on the source of the outbreak, must be communicated publicly and clearly by the City of Tshwane. It is tragic and appalling that people are dying from cholera in South Africa in 2023. The authorities must act decisively immediately.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.